Hallelujah. That was the Edenic covenant. The next covenant was, I think it was the Noadic covenant. Noadic covenant. The covenant of baptism, the covenant of obeying God, the covenant of turning God's word into a vessel, into a container. Because the word teiva in Hebrew, the word of God is called teiva. God's word is called teiva. And the word teiva means container. To contain something. Container. So we see in the book, when Genesis, Noah builds a boat, the Bible says Noah was commanded to build a teiva, to build God's word. To do what? So that he may preserve those that enter into God's word. So he preached the word of God so that they may enter into God's word, and God's word becomes a boat and a teiva that makes them travel from one place, protecting them from the storms, protecting them from evil. The next covenant was called the Noadic covenant, also meaning the covenant that God made with the seven colors, the rainbow. And he said, yes, I've flooded the world, the entire of it, but I will never repeat it again. Even though I will flood small parts of the world, but not flood it all at once. Covenant of Noah. And God established the baptism to float on water, to use water to baptize, to do a mikvah, Noadic covenant. So the next covenant, I think it was called the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant. This is the covenant that God made with Abraham, our father. And Abraham was the restoration, the revival of the covenant that God made with Adam. So we see the Adamic covenant repeat itself into Abraham and through Abraham. The Abrahamic covenant of faith that God restored. His faith that died through time, which began with Adam, it was restored through Abraham. Ribashata karibrasata. Can everybody hear me? I'm still praying. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Father God, we thank you. So the Abrahamic covenant was the covenant that God literally, as he gave Adam the land, so he revived that covenant of giving Abraham the land again. There are two types of lands that God ever gave to man or to Abraham as a father. Father, I thank you now as I pray this. I pray for understanding to come into the ears and the eyes and the brain of everybody that is listening, and the ovaries will vibrate on that level so that understanding and grasping of your mindset. You have said unto me, year 2024 is going to be the spreading of God's covenants, the seven of them. That's why I'm explaining them. They're going to vibrate in every corner of the earth, in the seven continents, which are the seven women. And the scripture says unto us, seven women. Talking about the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant was made up of two realms where God gave land to Abraham. God gave land to Abraham. The first land he gave him was Israel. That's where the Jews dwell. That's where the children of Israel dwell. That's why they call it the land of Israel. Because it was given to Abraham as an inheritance to his people and his people in time to come. The next land that God gave to Abraham was the land of Ham. And that land of Ham, where the river Nile flows, that land was given to Abraham. God gave to Abraham when he commanded him to bring an animal to sacrifice, and a strong darkness fell upon him and revealed to him that your people, the children of Ham, the children of Africa, they shall be slaves to the entire world. But after 400 years are done, I will come back. And this land I have given unto you. Which land is that? He says, this land from the river Nile, going from Egypt and where the river Nile begins, and every land where the river Nile flows from or flows through, that area I have given unto you. So Abraham was given the land of Africa where the river Nile. So you have the river Nile, it goes all the way from Uganda because this is where the river Nile begins from. So we are children of Abraham, not only by faith, by the Bible, or by the biblical saying that Abraham, whoever believed, but we are also children of Abraham by inheritance, by land. We are settling on the land that God gave Abraham. God gave Abraham the land where the river Nile starts from, which is Uganda, and the river Nile goes into Tanzania. I think it goes into Rwanda. It goes through Ethiopia. Everywhere the river Nile goes and flows, that area and that region of Africa was given to Abraham. Can you hear that? So the people who live in that region of the river Nile, Abraham is their father by inheritance because we are sitting on his land. And Abraham is our father by faith because God gave him the faith and we inherit his faith. Are you catching what I'm saying? So the Abrahamic covenant is the fact that God restores the faith in humanity. The Abrahamic covenant is the fact that God restores the Adamic covenant that literally kind of like we went away from it. He restores it through Abraham. And listen to this, there is a mystery. The children of Israel that we know, they came from the sons of Noah, known as Shem. That's where the lineage of Israel comes from. And they settle in Israel. But listen, God gave the land, he gave Israel the land to the father Abraham. He gave him that land. For the Israelites, the children of Shem. Hallelujah. But to the children of Ham, God calls Abram. He was called Abram. That's A-B-R-A-M. And he changed his name and he says, you are no longer called Abram, but you shall be called Avraham. The word Avra or Abra means father. And then he adds on and he says Ham. He adds on the word Ham. The word Ham means nations. People who speak many languages. People who speak many languages. People who are pertain to many kingdoms. Many people, many languages, many tribes. So God called Abraham, the father of Ham, the father of Africa, where you have many languages, where you have many nations. So Abraham was the father of Israel, but Abraham was also the father of Abraham, the children of Ham that settled in Africa, that descended from Noah. And Noah had three sons. The sons of Noah were Japheth, Shem, and Ham. From Japheth comes the white descendants that settled in Europe. From Shem comes also those who settled in the Middle East, among also those who settled in Israel. And from Ham comes those who settled in Africa and populated Africa as so-called today as Africans. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you're bringing the understanding and you're filling and you're overwhelming the entire world, the Abrahamic covenant. Now we go to the next covenant, was called the Mosaic covenant. I think this is the fifth covenant. Mosaic covenant. And what was the Mosaic covenant? Mosaic covenant talks about that God gave his word to the world. His word was written by Moses. The five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers. Those five books were written by Moses. And were imparted into the earthly realm through Moses. They were scattered into the world through Moses. And God made a DNA covenant through his word to the entire world through Moses. That's why they call it the Mosaic law. The law that pertains to the transformation. In fact, they say that every human DNA, every human being that was born out of the lineage of Adam, there is a root that roots out of the Mosaic law, which is Moses, the law of Moses. That every DNA of every human being is connected to the five books of Moses. Hallelujah. That is the Mosaic covenant that God wrote it down through Moses and he imparted it into the world and it vibrated and it affects every DNA that is born, truly born through the descent of Adam, children of Adam. Hallelujah. So the next covenant is the sixth covenant. It's called the Davidic covenant. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.